The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
And we are now joined, and we are delighted to be joined in studio by a family who have been the recipients of a wish. We're joined by Geraldine Gavin and her son Michael, who had his wish granted last year. Good evening to you both.
Good evening.
Hi guys.
Guys, we're so glad to have you here. Michael, I'm going to come to you first of all. Tell us what your wish was.
So my wish was to go to the Portugal and Ireland game, and a few days beforehand on the Monday I also got to go to the training session and meet loads of players and managers.
And this was the Portugal-Ireland game that Ronaldo played it in the Aviva?
Yeah.
Those tickets off. Were like, yeah. And he was crying and everyone was going, ooh. Those tickets were like gold dust.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. They said that I couldn't, that they couldn't get them because I was asking to go to it. And I think they knew that I was going anyway, just weren't telling me for a while.
And were you utterly thrilled?
Oh yeah, it was amazing. One of the best nights of my life. Like,
How old are you now, and how old were you then?
14, both. Like then and now.
Okay. Yeah. And you got sick a couple of years ago, isn't that right?
Yeah, got the diagnosis. August, I think, 2025.
And you were
2024.
And you were you 12 then?
No.
13.
Just turned 13, 12, turned 13 in the August, like.
Okay, so you were sixth class first year?
Going into first year, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to say what you had, or will I ask your mum?
I'd two tumours, one on my pituitary gland and one on my pineal gland. They're called bifuncal germinomas.
Okay. Yeah. That's an awful land for you. I'm going to bring your mum in. Geraldine, your beautiful son, Michael, who is here and is a big football fan, 12 going on 13, going into first year, and you get a diagnosis, he's got two brain tumours. I mean, that just turns your world upside down.
Absolutely. Nothing prepares you for it. But Michael's journey had started back in 2023 initially, when we noticed, and the only sign that we had that there was something wrong was Michael was drinking a little bit more and going to the toilet. So we kind of thought, it's not normal. So we brought him to the GP, and things progressed from there. But it wasn't until July 23 that he got his diagnosis. And because of where his tumours were, they couldn't really do surgery because it was too dangerous for Michael. So the road we had to take was chemotherapy. So we got we started our chemotherapy journey on the August bank holiday weekend, 2024.
So when everyone else is having a lovely time and thinking about barbecues,
yeah,
you're going
we're
to
heading into St. John's Ward, which is a walk in itself that you never want to do.
No.
No, it must have been a huge land to get. I mean, did you even expect at first that this is what you were looking at, both as a family and for Michael?
Well, we knew that there was a tumour, but we didn't get the diagnosis until the week before, because they didn't want to do invasive surgery, and even to do the biopsy was dangerous to Michael. But we had no alternative because they had done all the tests that they could do and nothing was showing up. And so the biopsy was the last route.
And Geraldine, like our listeners can't see Michael, but he's a happy head in him, you can see. And you're a little 12 going on 13 year old going through chemo. How hard is that to watch?
Oh, it's very hard to watch, both mentally and emotionally, because we're in St. John's Ward. We're on our own in the ward, in our own room. And Michael's in there for between 5 and 7 days for each session he has to go through. And the rest of the family are at home, like, you know, and you're very isolated.
And Michael obviously has siblings.
Yeah, he has three older sisters.
Yeah. The baby.
Yeah. And where, like, it's the staff in St. John's Ward, we can't thank them enough, from the cleaning staff to the catering staff to the nurses, doctors. They're absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And you never felt alone in there. There was always someone with you.
And you're smiling over your sisters there, Michael. Were they fussing over you the whole time?
Depends. No, like, still country me the same, which is probably the best way to go about it.
I think you're actually right, Michael.
Just couldn't pull my hair anymore.
Yeah. Well, they can now. It's back and it's
yeah, you've got quite the mop of curls.
Yeah,
yeah, it needs a haircut.
Yeah. You yourself, Michael, I have kids and I've been a kid. When you're 13 going into first year, you just want to be the same as everyone else. You want to be doing the same thing as your friends. You even wear the same clothes, all of that. Was it very hard to have to step away and go in and out of hospital and be a little bit different in that sense?
Yeah, it was. It was hard because I had to come in a good bit later than everyone else. It was probably nearly a month had passed by. And even when I did come in, I was going in maybe just for the first two periods or so. Missing out in the last, so I couldn't really I was lucky. I had a few friends from primary though, so
I'd say you've loads of pals. When did you guys first hear about Make-A-Wish, Geraldine?
We heard pretty much early on in the journey about Make-A-Wish. I'd always heard if I'd heard about it, pretty much within the first month, Make-A-Wish was mentioned a number of times, and I suppose there was so much going on that we were kind of saying, yeah, we will do it, we will do it. And every time we went in, did you get the form? Did you fill out the form? And eventually we did get the form, and Michael got the form. So we let him, because it was his wish, it was nobody else's wish. So we didn't even look at what he had filled in the form. We just posted it.
Didn't even know what he was looking for?
No, but we were fairly certain it was something to do with football.
And did you know then he had the tickets? Were you having to hide, that you had them in advance that you were going to be going?
We had them in advance, but we had the money the week off the match we got them. So we didn't want to say anything, just, the devil's advocate in case, something happened.
And did it, because in all that, I'm sure it was very bleak and hard and actually childhood cancer affected my own family growing up and all that. So I'm aware of how this affects families. Mm-hmm. It's a tough road. But did this give you that little ray of light?
Oh, yeah, it was brilliant.
Within all of that, something hopeful, something joyful.
Exactly. It was it, because we knew it was happening, but we didn't tell Michael until it had all come together. And on the day, it was a week of excitement, because we had the Monday and Michael and myself went out to the National Stadium to meet the team, and he got to meet the manager and John O'Shea and Nathan Collins and a number of the players, and they were super to him. The whole day was just brilliant. So then the excitement was building for the match and him not knowing he was going, but we all knew.
So did you nearly think, Michael, you'd had your wish, you'd gone and met the team, you'd gone and met that kind of was your wish?
Yeah, I thought that was everything, to be honest. It would definitely be enough,
Who's your favourite player?
Probably Collins or Kelleher, probably.
Yeah, not Troy Parrott, no?
Oh, yeah, well, maybe.
Now he is. Now he is.
Hello, though.
And just that, when you got the tickets, were you just over the moon?
Oh, yeah, it was really good. Just getting to know it was going. Even if they lost, I knew it was going to be good. I had no hope in them getting anywhere.
Yeah, we were all with you on that.
But it was just amazing because the six of us were together. And we went for dinner together first, all organised through Make-A-Wish. And then we were staying in the Sandymount Hotel and we got to go to the match together, and we had six seats together, for a match of its calibre to be six of us together, and amazing seats. And it was just brilliant.
And presumably as well, throughout the whole process, you probably spent quite a bit of time apart in just the management of a family day to day. You mightn't have been able to see everyone as much. So to get that time 100%. As a family again.
Oh, yeah, it was great. And it was great for the rest of the family. Yeah. It was a wish for Michael, but it was a wish for us all, because it was nearly a celebration of everything we had gone through, and for everyone to join in and enjoy it and forget about cancer and forget about everything else. This was just a night to remember.
And Geraldine, seeing Michael, because he'd been obviously going through a lot, and we know there are a lot, there's all the lines and the needles and all that stuff, all that practical stuff that has to happen, but you hate it for your kids. Seeing him out and happy and just enjoying, made all the difference?
Oh, 100%, yeah. Sure, look, it's look at him. He's great. Like, and like, apart
he is great.
From,
I'm looking at him. He's fantastic.
Yeah. And like, we, like, Michael had to go to Germany as well. Like, we had to leave Ireland to go to Germany for proton
treatment,
radiotherapy, because it's not available in Ireland. So we were away. Myself and Michael went on our own, like, yeah, to Germany because, you know, the other kids had...
Of course.
School and everything
school
else.
And thank you. And
thank you both. Thank you, Michael. And thank you, Geraldine,
yeah,
For coming in and telling your story. And I'm glad to see you looking so well, young man.
Thanks.
And you have a great big mop of hair.
Yeah.
And wonderful. And that is actually why we are doing what we're doing today. It's for Michael. It's for Geraldine. It's for people in Michael and Geraldine's position. And there are families all over the country going to that. You don't realise the difference. Walk in their shoes for a minute. Think about it. That Make-A-Wish makes, please go to makeawish.ie/donate. We would really appreciate it. I don't even care about singing on Grafton Street now. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just...
When you see who it's for,
yeah,
it makes it very easy.
Yeah.
We're trying to hit 150K by the end of the show. We're very nearly there. makeawish.ie/donate.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.